Good. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Must be Bras for the Cause time. I just kind of feel it in the air.
It's October and things are pink. You are right.
Not cool yet, but nevertheless, it is October.
But I'm optimistic. The early weather forecasts are a little more promising for the night of our event.
So I guess you have to be kind of concerned about that, don't you?
We've been very, very fortunate with the weather.
Well, it's a good time of year.
It is. It's a wonderful time of year.
So how many years now for this?
This is year number 9.
Wow.
I know. Hard to believe.
That's a lot. I thought maybe 5. I didn't realize 9 years.
Number 9.
And the date is Thursday, October 12th, the evening of Thursday, October 12th.
That's right. It's in downtown Greenville. It takes place from 6 to 8:30 in the evening. At least the viewing and voting of the bras does. Mm-hmm. And we expect to have over 100 bras on display. We're actually adding a new location for display this year. So we'll be at the Texan Theater at Uptown Forum, at the beautifully renovated new Capitol Title Office, which was the life that they know they can go back to was an old movie theater, and in fact, it still has some of the original ceiling and everything in it that's just beautiful. Since you grew up in Greenville, you're going to know it more as the old Howard's Jewelry Store.
Okay, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and that's where it is. And then we'll be at Landon Winery and across the street at Greenville Floral and Gifts.
Uh-huh. And, of course, and I think most people are familiar with how this works, but you have elaborately and sometimes outlandishly decorated bras.
Correct. Wow. And they are on display. It is an art exhibit. I say that because I don't want everyone people to think it's a fashion show.
Well,
because it's not, but it's an art exhibit. And the way we raise our money is people vote on their favorite bras,
yeah.
And it's $1 a vote. It's free to come. It's free to enter a bra. But if you want to vote, you got to pay to play.
Yeah. And you folks, I guess you have some guys that
it's mainly the women.
Right.
You're right.
But how much did you raise last year?
We've raised over $100,000 for the last 3 years.
Each year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're shooting for that again this year.
Right.
We'd love to.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville and Bras for the Cause, which is coming up Thursday night, October 12th in downtown Greenville. Now, you have a big project that you're trying to support.
We have. We have taken on the biggest thing we have ever done. We are have committed to purchase for the hospital a new, what they call 4D CT scanner. And everybody, I think, pretty much is familiar with a CT scanner, and it takes a picture of the tumor. The cancerous tumor. What a 4D CT scanner does is it, instead of a picture, it actually takes a video. So it tracks the movement of your breathing, which is really important when you think about the two highest instances of cancer in Hunt County are lung cancer first and then breast cancer. And both of those cancers are typically located around vulnerable organs. And what this does is, with that video tracking your breathing, they can come in with pinpoint precision to do the radiation,
mm-hmm.
and not worry about damage to any organs that are nearby.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a more than a one-year thing,
yes.
right? This is
yes.
like
it's a $500,000 piece of equipment.
Wow.
And we've asked for 5 years, made a 5-year commitment to pay it off. The good news is, we were able to make a down payment on it, and so the equipment will be ordered. They're not going to wait till we have all the money in the bank. The hospital has agreed to let us, in essence, guarantee the payment mm-hmm. of it.
Will there be other things you'll be able to do in addition to that?
Well, we always do Janice's Closet,
yeah.
which is the program that was started by Janine Cunningham, our founder, several years ago, and it provides mastectomy prostheses and bras and compression garments. It provides wigs for cancer patients and things that are literally not available in Greenville and that are not covered by insurance and things, but that are so important for the emotional side of recovery.
Yeah. Now, the bras start coming in about Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
The 9th and 10th of October. And those are always some of the most frightening, nerve-wracking, and exciting days because you just pray you're going to get them. Yeah. You just never know. Are they going to come? Yeah. And then when they start coming, they exceed your expectations. You think they cannot get better than they were last year. And they do.
Yeah. So next Monday and Tuesday, yes. And bring them to Landon's?
Bring them to Landon Winery, and there'll be someone at the right inside the front door to take them. We also, our theme this year is Lifter Upper, which is a play on the TV show Fixer Upper. Yeah. So we expect all kinds of manner of surprises with that.
Good. Well, it's become a big social event. In downtown Greenville.
It's just fun, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. It's just the best.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to it. Brad, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it. Thank you.
Brad Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville and Bras for the Cause. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.